We were waiting for Kirsten, me and Joel, 'cause we found out the name of her hotel, with a Folkel and an evening paper, in which she spelled out my name letter by letter. Well, I grew up outside the city, where the local Estrella chips factory had paved a way to your grave and to your destiny. So what can a suburban boy like me do when she mentions me? It's a compromise, a portion of his dignity. Another club, another beer, another hour. Squint at the clock up at the church tower. What you doing here, you think? I heard she's filming with Von Trier. Hey Clara, how's your night? Did you know about Kirsten? Have you seen her? She says, yeah, she was here, but she was turned away at the door. I know, I can't believe no one told her before that in Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. In Gothenburg we don't make a fuss about who you are. In Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. Then I bit my tongue and the taste of blood was so strong. 'Cause times are changing, Kirsten. Yet Elvis slowly reversing. They turned a youth center into a casino. They drew a swastika in your cappuccino. And the VIP lines are not to the clubs, but to healthcare apartments and jobs. Hey buddy, can I borrow $5,000? 'Cause my dad's in chemo and they wanna take him off his plan. I said in Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. I said in Gothenburg you're not worth less and you're not worth any more. I said in Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. But then I bit my tongue and the taste of blood was so strong. At the end of the night, me and Joel went back and sat outside her hotel and drank beer after beer till the sun came up. And since she didn't show up, Joel said I had to man up and write a note of affection and leave it in the reception. And I wrote this confession with the lipstick from his girlfriend on the back of a receipt. But the receptionist said I was drunk and asked me to leave.